June. Birds chirping, insects buzzing, the start of summer, children playing, summer brides having their wedding, the mowing of the lawns. Now, what have we forgotten?
I'll tell you what you've forgotten. You've forgotten the Pride 48 June event.
Don't forget it.
2019.
Who are your favorite in June?
June 21st, 22nd, and 23rd.
From home live streaming.
Listen live.
Stream your podcast.
Join in the chat room.
Go to Pride48.com for more information.
Today is Thursday, May the 16th, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. It's my second day in a row to record, and I already feel like I'm achieving the big fattiness. No, I don't think I am, but anyway, so this is my personal journal podcast. Thank you all for tuning in. This podcast actually has more listeners than my Big Brother podcast, and also the Survivor podcast, actually put together, which is really strange. But anyway, I'm glad that you guys like to listen to me ramble on about stuff. So I don't know. Again, I'm not promising anything, but I was like, oh, you know what? I'm going to try 5 days a week from now until the June event to put together a little show, but I'm going to make them a little bit shorter so that I can actually, you know, do it. So, you know, achieve what I'm trying to achieve. So we'll see. But anyway, I did it yesterday, which was Wednesday. I'm doing it today, which is Thursday. Although some of you who are in another country or the Eastern time zone probably will not get this on your Thursday, but I recorded it, so technically it counts. I'm counting it anyway. Well, yesterday after I recorded, I had orchestra. So I went to orchestra and I was the only trumpet player there. Like, I was the only one. And I always hate that. Well, I like it partly because I get to play first part on everything. But if I suck or I can't play something, I'm the only trumpet player. So there's no one to hide behind. So there was a mixture of that last night. There were a couple of things that I played really well, and I had fun and I enjoyed. And then there were a couple of things that I was like, oh, you know, this is not sounding so great. I wish there were some other trumpet players here. I don't know. But so I did that. And then Mark picked up chilies because I don't cook on nights when I have orchestra. And so he picked up chilies and I had a grilled chicken salad because Weight Watchers. And I want to be able to splurge on the weekend. So, and I feel like I might have over-splurged last weekend, and I'm again worried that I either won't have lost weight or will have gained weight. I hope not, but, you know, I'm hoping that the splurging on the weekends is balancing it out, because I was talking about this on Survivors Ready on Sunday night. I feel like if you have a cheat day or a cheat meal, at least, that it fools your body, because a lot of times when you're on a diet, eventually you'll hit this plateau where you won't lose any more weight. And part of that is because your body adjusts your metabolism to kind of match what you're eating. And so some people, not everyone, but some people in some blogs and some, you know, whatever, say that if you throw in a day where you just eat a crazy number of calories once a week or once every couple of weeks or something like that, that it'll trick your body and it won't ever settle into that lowered metabolism state. At least I'm telling myself that, because I can't go all week without splurging at all. I'm incapable of doing that. I have to have something to look forward to. And there's so much, there's so little to look forward to in life as it, you know, as I'm getting older and all that kind of stuff. So I look forward to the weekends, and I've been cooking desserts. So 2 weekends ago, I cooked a banoffee pie for Mark, and that didn't turn out that well. And then this last weekend, I thought, well, I'm going to try to redeem myself, and I'm going to make, this isn't really a dessert. It's a breakfast food that could count as a dessert. But I'm going to make lemon poppy seed muffins. And so I found a recipe online. And actually, other than not being quite sweet enough, those actually turned out pretty good. And we had to finish the whole dozen muffins over the weekend because, again, I needed to be on a diet during the week. And so we didn't quite finish them all, but we came pretty close. And so I'm worried with eating all those muffins over the weekend that... So what I did, I'm allowed 23 points a day on Weight Watchers. And so what I did is I actually lowered that to 15 a day. So I've only been doing 15 a day since Monday. And I went over that a little bit today because we had steak. And so I went over a little bit today. But I think adding up all of the, like, the 8 points extra that I had, and I haven't even been doing 15, like, really, I set my target at 15, and Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I don't think I went any higher than maybe 13 points, and since I'm allowed 23, that's like 10 extra points a day I was saving up, and so if I, you know, if, even if I went over a little bit today, you know, it should be fine, fingers crossed. So last night after orchestra and after we ate and everything, we played Phase 10 again, which is that game that I was telling you guys about. And I won again. I thought I was going to lose. And then we got to the end of the game and I pulled it out at the last minute. And then tonight we played again. And once again, he was winning and winning and winning and winning, and then I pulled it out. At the very last hand, I pulled it out, and I was able to win. So I've won every... We've played 6 or 7 rounds of this game since last Saturday. Maybe more, and I've won every one of them. But, you know, who's counting? Really, I just enjoy playing games, but I do... It's not fun to lose, but, you know, he doesn't want me to let him win, and so... And I feel like most of card games is just luck. So I've just, for some reason, I've been really lucky for the past few days. But I did get an email from work last night. You should never check your email from work at night. And it was telling me that these resources that I was supposed to have for, you know, the rest of the quarter, they decided their last day is going to be Friday. And I just got so stressed and, ugh. Anyway, well, I'm going to cut it off here because we're doing little short ones, you know, for this. No, I'm not cutting it off here. It's not time yet. I mistimed it. I still have a little bit of talking left to do. Anyway, I got this email. It's like, oh, we've decided we're rolling off the resources after Friday, so Monday they will start working on their new stuff. And I was like, oh my God, I'm not going to get anything done this quarter. And my eval this past time was just a meets expectations. And I feel like if I don't really do really well this year and get this product, you know, gain a lot of customers and, you know, I'm afraid that of what my eval will be next year. And this has been the first year and a half or so that I've actually been classified as a quote unquote developer and not a QA person. And, you know, I'm struggling to work my way into this role and like do a good job. And so I was so stressed, but you know, what are you going to do? And so I read that, I won a game, we went to sleep. And then after we went to bed, I need to wind down. And I had been wanting to try this new show called The Deuce. And I don't know exactly what it's going to be about. Right now, it's all about prostitution, like in the 70s. And there's a lot of nudity. And that's about all I know. I've only watched like the first episode and a half. But I think it may move into the porn arena as well. I'm not really sure. They show some dick, but I think it may be fake dick. Like, you know, like dildos that they just quickly shoot them. And it's so blurry, you're not sure if it's real or not. But I'll have to give another report on that in one of my next episodes. All right, well, I'm going to end it here for today. For more episodes, you can go over to geekygay.com and you can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And for many, many more LGBT and LGBT-friendly podcasts, you can go to pride48.com. If you're a podcaster, don't forget to go to Pride 48 and sign up for the June event that's taking place June 21st through the 23rd. And I will see you guys next time. Bye, everyone. This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.